Remember that podcast I made about a month ago about Russia and Ukraine and said, we don't have to worry. Well, gas prices are now higher than they've ever been. And the war is still going on. They're bombing important buildings left and right, killing hundreds of thousands of refugees. And this isn't a joke anymore. I still wouldn't worry if you are on U.S. soil, but things could get bad very fast. I don't want to scare anyone yet, but stay tuned for more. So, before I get into the specifics, I just want to give you a backstory of what is going on with Ukraine and why Russia wants them back. Because I was kind of confused at first, but now I kind of understand. So, Ukraine used to be a part of the Soviet Union, and the Soviet Union expanded and grew its influence into Eastern Europe. And by influence, that means their communist government and ideals were spread over to Eastern Europe. The West had influence over Western Europe, and they eventually created NATO, and it included countries like France, Italy, Portugal, Norway, Denmark, the UK, Belgium, the US, obviously, and a few more. These countries, they promised to defend each other from invasion, and that's what protected. It was like a kind of like a union thing. And yeah, that's pretty much that. All right. Over the years, though, there has been a growing divide between the two ideologies. So like Europe and the West in general, like democracy and capitalism and stuff, and the East and communism and those type of ideals. So, a few years later, the USSR, which included Poland, Romania, Hungary, and a few more, created the Warsaw Pact. It's kind of the opposite of the NATO. Well, not the opposite, it's like the communist Soviet version of NATO. So, each side had built up their military to protect their side from one another. Eventually, the Soviet Union collapsed into 15 new countries, and countries began to overthrow their communist governments. So, once they split off from Soviet Russia, they made their own government, and many of them joined the NATO side, or the capitalism side, as they should. So, NATO was still going strong and began to expand into countries like Poland and Latvia, and Ukraine and Georgia had both wanted to join NATO for a long time, and that's where Russia came in. So, Ukraine wanted to be a part of NATO. But since Ukraine used to be a part of Russia, they don't want us to get all the way. We just kept expanding over until their western side. And they're trying to keep a steady front of, like, countries that are like them. So they can, and they just want, originally the plan was to go back to how it was. Putin's plan was to push it back to how it originally was. And everybody gets their countries on their side and whatever. Obviously that didn't go down correctly, but. Anyway, where was I at? Oh, yeah. So, when it came to sign the deal to become NATO or whatever, the Ukrainian government refused and chose to strengthen their ties with Russia. This did not go over well with the people of Ukraine. They disagreed with this and started protesting. The protest eventually drove the president of Ukraine out of the country, and this left them vulnerable, which meant Putin was losing political influence over Ukraine. So, Putin demanded the West to move back to their borders, how they originally were, like I was saying. And this led to, they refused, like I said, and this led to a strengthening of military forces along the borders. Eventually, Russia finally invaded, and the invasion sparked protests across the globe. But everyone had to move slowly, because they couldn't just, I gotta go invade him, because they're not trying to start a world war. So, Putin proceeded to say things like, in order to keep us at bay and not trying to defend, because our original plan, we were trying to defend, but Putin dropped some important statements, including, whoever tries to stop us should to know that Russia's response will be immediate and will lead to such consequences that you have never faced in your history. That was quoted by President Putin, or should I say Dictator Putin. But in response to that, countries around the world proposed harsh sanctions, well, economic sanctions, to at least try to slow him down. Gas, and then, eventually try to slow him down. But obviously, he does not care. I think he's kind of used to being ignored or hated by the East, or I mean the West. So it kind of doesn't really faze him. They're still invading and bombing. There was a new news thing today about how, I'm trying to find it actually for you guys. Oh yeah, here it is. The Russians bombed the theater in Mariupol, where hundreds of people had taken refuge, and that's what city officials have said. So that's what happened today. It was like an hour ago from when I'm making this anyway. And there's a whole bunch of other things, like pregnant mother whose photo showed aftermath of Ukraine hospital bombing dies with her baby. It's just very sick. Dozens killed after Russian forces attack Ukrainian military base near Poland's border. Not all this is today, but yeah, that's just what happened. Also, gas prices. You kind of called me. I probably stuttered and tried to slip up, but I wanted to get to that point before. And I'm sorry if I sound kind of raspy. I'm kind of, I'm a booster shot. I'm not feeling the best right now. So, gas prices have risen to 4, 5, 6, even 7 in some places, depending on where you live. And this, I kind of wanted to talk about that because it just doesn't make sense to me. I get war, and then they're suppliers of this, and then the sanctions, and then we're not trading, and blah, 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 and supply and demand, and all that. But it just doesn't make sense. Because Russia is nowhere near the top provider for our oil that we trade with. They're all like kind of on the bottom. We actually trade with Canada a lot. And it just doesn't make sense how our prices are skyrocketing. I will get a slight increase, but losing their oil import doesn't, it's not going to damage the oil. Like, I just don't understand. Like, I mean, I get all the supply and demand and all that stuff. I get it. I just don't get why. Like, I think it was more of an anticipation thing. Like, oh, we're anticipating them to rise, so they're going to rise them. But, like, I don't get why they just keep them down. Like, what is oil more expensive for them, which causes them to raise the price for us, or are they just raising them because of the war? Like, you know, it's just something and I'm going to start driving soon, and it's just going to be a mess with gas, and should have went electric, all I can say, should have went electric. They're filling up their tank for $20, Teslas, they're filling up their tank for $20, even less, it's but, what else did I want to talk about? I know I'm kind of all over the place right now, because I'm kind of, as I said, the booster shot's messing me up in my head, making my voice kind of raspy, you know. But, that's pretty much all the backstory of what happened and why Russia is trying to take Ukraine back. Basically, the TLDR, Russia wants Ukraine, they really want the old borders back between, like, the old, like, the Warsaw Pact, they want those borders back, because we're moving too far close to them, they don't like that. They're trying to push us back, so taking Ukraine is just a further step to, you know. Russia also has one of the access to some of the most powerful bombs in the world. I know you think, doesn't America have, yeah, we have strong bombs and all that, but Russia, they've been trying to increase their military power so they can, they were basically ready. They were like, look, if you mess with us, we're all going down, basically is what they said. They don't care. They're on a suicide mission. If we mess with them, we're all going down. I don't like that, obviously, but that's just what it's came to, and yeah. So, that's about it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Leave me some feedback on what I could do better. Barry might be coming back pretty soon, guys. I don't know yet. I'm trying to get her back together. But, she was going through a whole situation that I can't really get into. Right, we might discuss it later. But, Yeah, that's about it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm probably gonna try not to do only Russia Ukraine stuff, but that's kind of what's popping right now. So, yeah. I guess I'll just see you guys in the next episode. I'm trying to be consistent. I know it's been kind of like a month. I know it's going to take multiple episodes per month, but again, it's just school and so it's eating me alive. So I guess I'll see you guys later. And thank you for watching. I mean, listening. Bye, guys.